Case: TED's cash flow challenges. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case: Client. Ted is a 40-year-old self-employed carpenter and handyman. The counselor has been working with Ted for a few sessions already and knows Ted tends to bounce from topic to topic and may need guidance in identifying and staying with the goals for the session. In the prior sessions, less was accomplished than the counselor would like to have achieved. When scheduling this meeting, Ted indicated he wanted to make personal cash flow and personal net worth statements. When Ted arrives, he starts telling the counselor about some trouble he had with a customer who didn't pay him quickly. Ted: I mean, I already put all these building materials on my credit card, and now the customer says he needs an extra month to pay me. I mean, I know it is a lot of money, but I gotta eat too. Counselor nods, stays silent. Ted: And I had this other job lined up. She changed her mind last minute, so now I have unexpected free time with no work. And then there is all the gas I use getting between jobs. Should I get a more fuel-efficient truck? Can I even afford that? Counselor: It seems like you are really feeling the cash flow challenges in your business finances. Not just the payment delays, but the materials, the gas, and looking for new clients. These are all things that are important to capture in the budget for your business expenses. This is separate from the spending that you do for your personal expenses, but definitely important for personal cash flow too. We can use a similar process to anticipate and plan for business expenses as we have started for your personal expenses. For today, you sent some numbers estimating your monthly income and expenses for your personal finances. This is a huge win and a really critical step. How about we celebrate this step? We can keep up this momentum and make progress on looking at what is happening with your personal income and expenses. Does that work as a goal for today's session? Ted: I guess so. I need to keep my business expenses and personal expenses separate. We did plan on talking about my personal expenses after all. Counselor: We can still talk about your unpredictable income since this definitely plays a role in your personal cash flow statement. Let's talk about what about your business income causes you the most financial stress. Do you think it is more about the timing of when you get money, or perhaps there is often a deficit at the end of the month? Ted: I'd say it is more about the timing of when I get paid, since I usually make enough to cover my expenses eventually, but it is also a little bit about how expensive things are getting. Counselor: So what I am hearing is that your unpredictable income timing is your biggest issue. Ted: You bet. And even fast food is getting crazy expensive. I try to go grocery shopping more lately, but I can't even believe how much that is costing these days. Counselor: It sounds like you are working to take control of your spending though. What's your ballpark number for your food spending in a month? Ted: Maybe $350 at the grocery store in a month, plus about $100 a month in fast food. I used to eat out more, but I try to at least have breakfast at home. I don't really like the breakfast menus anyway. Counselor: I made a note of those expenses here. Let's get back to that timing issue. We can create a personal cash flow statement that helps you put aside some surpluses for your personal expenses, so you can cover them without needing to resort to your credit card. We can also look at your personal expenses at that time, including your food budget. Question 1. What does the counselor say or do to help keep the meeting on track? Question 1 sample response. The counselor is using a number of communication, interviewing, and listening skills to help the client feel validated and listened to, while also helping steer the conversation back toward the budget without it seeming forced. The counselor is working to help Ted keep his business finances separate from his personal finances by steering the conversation back to the subject of personal finances. Financial counselors may need to provide referrals for the business finance parts of such conversations, depending on their skill set. Getting the information for the personal cash flow statement can occur using interviewing skills if Ted keeps jumping around. This may take longer than just filling out forms, but if the information is gathered and the counselor is succeeding in keeping the meeting focused. Question 2. What are some of the tools the counselor used to guide the discussion? Question 2 sample response. The counselor started by not interrupting the client, but instead gave a nod and showed attention. Then the counselor reflected on what Ted said, summarizing in a way that brought up some of the budgeting terminology that the counselor wanted to discuss. The counselor also used affirmation when Ted said he was eating less fast food and working to reduce his expenses in ways that he could. This helps Ted feel he is accomplishing something and might accomplish more yet. The last question helped identify some possible business expenses from his personal expenses in ways that worked into the conversation.